Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. With new laws enacted this year and others under consideration, will Michigan again experience a one-state recession as it did during the first decade of this century? Research has shown that two bordering states, where one has a right-to-work law in effect and the other does not, that the neighboring counties in the two states show far more growth in both the number of jobs and the rate of pay increases in the right-to-work state. Unfortunately, the Michigan legislature and governor repealed Michigan's pro-job growth law earlier this year. In the first decade of this century, Michigan led the nation in lost jobs before it adopted right-to-work. Next, more than 20 states have lowered income tax rates in the past 2 years. This makes them more attractive for future business investment. But 2 decades ago, Michigan increased its income tax rate, which also contributed to job losses. The tax increase back then was promised to only be temporary, but the rate has not gone down through last year. A few years ago, the Michigan legislature and governor signed a bill into law that would reduce Michigan's income tax rate if certain financial conditions arose. At the time, both Republicans and Democrats declared that if such a rate reduction took effect, it would be permanent. The circumstance did arise where there will be a slight reduction in Michigan's income tax rate this year. But Governor Whitmer and Attorney General Nessel are insisting that the rate reduction will only be for 1 year, not permanent. If this position stands, Michigan will again lose ground in the pursuit of job growth. When the Michigan Treasury had the funds and the opportunity to expand maintenance on the state's roads and bridges, the governor explicitly refused to engage in this business-encouraging action unless the legislature would issue new bonds to pay for it. I could go on by listing several other new laws or pending laws that would further harm Michigan's economic growth, but I think you get the idea. Such actions are one reason Michigan is toward the bottom of the list in job recovery coming out of the pandemic lockdowns. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.